You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. Paints, oils, watercolors, canvas. Rick Kozlerich knows how to use them all, but instead he chooses to paint with an iPad. Welcome to the show, Rick.
Oh, thanks, Shelley. It's nice to be here.
Yeah, Rick is the featured artist at the Juno Artist Gallery for June. Would you please introduce yourself?
Thanks. Well, I'm Rick Kozlerich. I was born in Juno, and before Alaska was a state. And I've always just loved the scenery, the people, and creating art. I started in 2017. I noticed that my eyesight was starting to deteriorate. Everything was getting kind of brownish color. And I finally got an appointment with a doctor, and I had cataracts. And so I had cataract surgery, and it was like a light bulb had turned on for me. All of a sudden, all the colors were there again, and I actually was able to get 20/20 vision after not having very good vision. And that sort of opened up my world for me. During that time also, I started attending a workshop online put on by the LA Art Corps, which is a gallery in Los Angeles, and it's a meditation and creation workshop. So they show artists' works, then you meditate on it, and then you create your own work. Well, that just sort of energized me. And also during that time, I had read an article about David Hockney, a British artist, and talking about his experimenting with using an iPad rather than canvas and oils. And so that's what I started doing.
That is so interesting. Yeah. How would you describe the work that you create with your iPad?
Well, it's the same thing as any type of oil painting or a watercolor. What it is that through the iPad, I have the ability to do watercolors or acrylics or oil paints. I have any number of types of brushes available to me. And there's a whole new technique that I had to learn because it's electronic. It's, you know, using a stylus rather than a brush. But so here's some of the work that I've done.
Yeah, let's see.
This one.
I recognize that place.
Yeah, this is Front Street, and it's very colorful. And you can see that the colors here reflect what I was able to start seeing again. Before this, my work was sort of muddy and brown, and it wasn't very satisfying to me. But
so you paint when you're painting, things are coming out muddy and brown,
right?
Because you were painting what you could see.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, I love that one. That's like a view if you were standing. Looking down Front Street.
That's right.
from like maybe in front of Heritage Coffee.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, down on the corner of Seward and Front Street.
Right.
Nice. It's very pretty. I really love the colors as well as just the style there and the light in it.
Yes.
Mount Roberts sort of backlit there.
You can see it in person at the Juno Artist Gallery. In the old Senate building. And the other thing I wanted to mention that was sort of this convergence of things was a friend of mine, Davida Ryder, who is also a Juno artist, who does marvelous work. She sort of inspired me to continue to develop my technique and my use of color, because she's she uses very bright colors in her work.
I'm actually very familiar with Davida's work, and I can almost see a little bit of inspiration there in yours. Oh, look at that. Cool polar bear.
Yeah, this was inspired by Fred Marquetan's, the colors that he used. In other words, the polar bear is kind of a yellowish color, and the sky is sort of this purple rose. And if you notice right here, then here's a seal.
Mm-hmm.
So the polar bear is looking down at the seal, and the polar bear is asking the seal if he would like to come to dinner.
Again, I like the use of light in that one. It almost looks like the polar bear is getting caught in the rays of either early morning sunrise or late afternoon.
Very
pretty. So what kind of training did you get to do this, or did you teach yourself how to do it
on the iPad? All self-taught.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had
instruction in college and that sort of thing, but for many years I dabbled, but I didn't really get into it like I've gotten into it now the past couple of years.
What's your process like when you start a work?
So on a painting like this, like the polar bear, you have to understand that with an iPad, what you're working on is really layers. So each layer, each image that you see here is built upon another layer. So the sky here was a separate layer. So I would sketch out what I wanted to create. And then I would start using colors and brushes to bring out the image that I had in my mind. And so started with a layer of the sky, and then the last layer that came up was this layer of the reflection of the water, mm-hmm. of the light on the water. And so in between are all these other layers that are, it could be like if there's a gleam in the eye of the polar bear, well, that was a separate layer that I would put
on. Wow, that must be a lot of layers, because that is very photorealistic as
yes.
well.
Yeah.
Is there a name for this method?
Well, I use, there's two types of software that I use. One is called Procreate, which is a very inexpensive software that's available in an app store. And the other one is called ArtRage. And ArtRage really duplicates an oil painting type of technique.
Wow. Do you use your fingers or a stylus?
You can use your fingers, but I use a stylus because I like to get very precise. And so this is just digital art. And, mm-hmm. you know, art has, and the process has evolved, you know, from cave paintings to the Renaissance to oil paintings to now in the 20th century, it's, you know, kind of a digital type of thing. And you'll see a lot of, if you do a search online, you'll see a lot of digital artists now coming forth. This one I really like. This one is another polar bear and cubs. The Northern Lights, though, that I created here is, I totally did a painting of these Northern Lights and of the mountains there. It was totally separate. And then I did a painting of the polar bears and then brought them all together. And again, the reflection in the water, but don't you think that the Northern Lights looks really realistic, I think?
It does. It does. It's rare to see them that color here, the nice blue and like ice white, icy blue, you know?
Well, that's the beauty of it is that with this method, I'm not restricted to any particular color coming out of a paint tube.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. And it's less messy as well. How long does it take you from start to finish?
I have a number of paintings in the process. And so I'll work on one. Something will not go quite right for me, and I'll just put it away and then start working on another. And so I would say maybe it could be anywhere from a week to a month to completion.
Let's see one more. I think then and we have time to discuss one more.
Okay. Well, I wanted to show you this. I love doing portraits.
Oh, that's lovely.
And so I call this one The Three Elders. And so there's a cat and then the two women, three elders in the sun. And I found this inspiration for this from a old photograph from the University of Alaska in their collection. And I just love the expression of the two women. And that's what I used as my inspiration to create this piece.
It's lovely. All of this work is really lovely. You can see it at the Juno Artist Gallery this afternoon at 4:30. So we better let you go here pretty soon.
Yes.
So you won't be late. I was looking to see if we have any pictures of your art on our website, and we do not. So everyone's just going to have to go down and see it tonight, this first Friday, starting at 4:30, Juno Artist Gallery. That's on Franklin Street. And I think it's worth the trip. These digital paintings are just beautiful. I really
Thank
like
you
the
very
style
much.
A lot. So Rick Kozlerich.
That's right.
Thanks so much for being here today.
Well, it's my
first
pleasure.
Time meeting you and being introduced to your work. So
Thank you so
much. My pleasure
much.
As well. Thanks so much for being here today. And have a great time tonight at your exhibit opening.
Thank you.